Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
The prince of this world, this dark world, or this age.
Amen.
But what about a prince? A prince has no authority except he receive it from a king.
Amen.
Listen, in the third heaven, he was stripped. Give me all the medals, everything. You'll not be the light bearer anymore. You'll not be the one in charge of the worship anymore. Get out.
Amen. Amen.
Michael and them drove him out with a third of the angels. He lost that position. He lost it. And he's here in the earth. Amen. The prince, he's a prince of the power of the air. Ephesians 3, I think it is, says he's a prince. Ephesians 2 says he's a prince. Well, in order for him to become a dragon, he has to find out or get some authority from some kings.
Amen.
In a hierarchy, look at the UK. Great Britain, if there are any, and in the Middle East, Saudi Arabia, where they have kings and princes. The princes have, if the king tells the prince to go into his room, I don't want you coming out.
Amen.
Till further notice.
Amen.
He could be a prince over billions and billions. Oil tycoon, but if the king says it, he better do it.
Amen. Amen.
Revelation 1:5 says that we are kings.
Amen.
Man was given dominion in earth.
Amen.
Know this, man was given dominion in earth, and God never reneged on that.
Amen.
When he said, let them have dominion, God didn't take that from him.
That's right.
The devil came in and did some stuff, but God, if you notice, all through the history of the Word of God, there were those who dominated.
Amen.
Those who walked in dominion.
Amen.
Might not have been many, but at the end, the seed from the woman is going to manifest. And it won't be just a church or one or two people. It's going to be millions and millions and millions across the globe that manifest. Nations are going to be saved. Hospitals are going to be emptied out. The dead are going to be raised. Not by one or two or three evangelists, but by the sons of God that manifest. Because the Feast of Tabernacles. What was the Feast of, what was Tabernacles? David, Saul, first of all, never, yeah, I ran across this the other day. When Saul sent David out to fight Goliath, he said, here, take my armor. No, that might seem like a good gesture from Saul, right? You can go fight him with just that. Don't take my, no. Saul, and this thought never came to me before, I was looking at it the other day. Saul used that, his armor, so that if David defeated Goliath in his armor, they'd have thought it was him.
Amen. 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 Amen.
David said, I can't wear this. Let me go with what I know.
Amen.
See, Tabernacles, when David became king, what Saul did not do, he did not seek to bring the ark, the presence of God, back to its proper place.
Amen.
It was not honored.
Amen.
The Philistines had stolen it until God smote them with hemorrhoids and all kinds of diseases. And the Israelites that didn't understand it opened it up and looked, and many of them died. And so they were afraid of it. Afraid of the presence of God. See, if God came to us like he wants right now, I would say probably all of us, but most of us be messed up.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Moses. No. Talk to him for us. Remember the Israelites said, Moses, we're tired of listening to you. We want to hear God for ourselves. Moses said, all right. Lord said, have them sanctify themselves. Don't come near the edge of the mount, lest you be thrust through with a dart. Don't let any cattle, nobody touch it. I'm going to come down on the third day. God came down. It's his will that everyone know him like that. But the Israelites were very carnal. Still complaining, but wanting God.
Amen.
How many people are gifted, but still carnal?
Amen.
Preach like Paul, but still carnal.
Amen.
They came to the edge of the mountain. God came down in a black cloud. Lightning and thunder and thunderbolts and the sound of a loud trumpet. So loud it was piercing. And the people that were carnal, even Moses, who has spent 40 days with God in God's presence twice, even he exceedingly feared and trembled. But the carnal ones had no capacity for God. So when they saw him and he came down, they ran.
Amen.
Moses,
amen.
Talk to him.
Amen.
We don't want to talk to him. That's why the manifestation of the seed is going to be through a mature. Someone that's not, you can't rock their world. With some saints, you just say, boo. Why you want to boo me? See? I want to talk about saved folk. You done.
Amen, amen, amen.
Let me get a little closer. Oh, correction.
Amen.
See, we live in a world of independence now.
Yes.
Even in the church. And then the internet, as much good comes from it, there's a whole lot of evil that comes from it to divide the flock, to divide people. They listen to this one. They listen to that. So they don't really need to be or feel like they need to be accountable to anybody.
Amen.
They're just a law unto themselves. That's never been God's way. It started with Jesus. There were 12. Then out of those 12, they produce, they reproduce, they reproduce, they reproduce. So where you come from? That's what the fivefold ministry is for.
Amen.
But there's coming tabernacles. Somebody say tabernacles. What was tabernacles? David, when he got the ark, and you read the story where he did it, they were so excited that he didn't go about it properly the first time. You know, this whole modernization thing. You know, I'm for flat screens and LED and all that. We're gonna have that in the other place, but that ain't gonna be the highlight of the. You know, that ain't gonna be what the whole church is about. Cause you got the big screens and we ain't gonna have no smoke. You know, people got smoke coming up, and like the pastor comes in through the cloud and. All that foolishness. No, that's not what it's about. But see, people focus on that like them having the goods because they could afford something. Where's the presence of God? Where's the word of God? Which doesn't seem to be very popular nowadays. It's all about self. Self-help. Being a better you. No, you need to die. Ain't nothing good about you. In my flesh there dwelleth no good thing. It's in Christ that we live. I must decrease that he may continue to increase. Tabernacles. David sought. See, long as there was contention in Israel between the house of David and the house of Saul, then they could not ascend Zion. Zion is the fulfillment. Zion is the hundredfold. They could not ascend that mountain to establish the headquarter and establish David's throne. The Jebusites were there. As long as there was tension. But the Bible says that the house of David became stronger. Amen. And the house of Saul became weaker. Until David was the stronger one. And he ascended Zion, drove the Jebusites out.
Amen.
and established Zion as the capital where his throne would be, and he brought the ark. What did he do? He put the ark, which represents, in the old covenant, the presence of God. He put the ark under a tent.
Amen.
All right? Somebody say, a tent.
Amen.
Matter of fact, if you study the old covenant, the ark was under tents all the time.
Amen.
Red tent, a white tent, and a black tent. There were tents. They were colored.
Amen.
Tents. But it was always, the presence of God was always under a tent.
Amen.
Now, the Bible says that, the Bible calls it the tabernacle of David.
Amen.
Right? Where the ark, the full presence of God was under a tent. Worship changed from the liturgical worship and reading, I ain't being critical, but reading from a hymn book and dirges and stuff like that to free all the time worship. That's the tabernacle of David. But the tabernacle of David was destroyed. So in the book of Acts, it says there's going to be in the last day a reestablishing of the tabernacle of David. Now remember, it was the fullness of God, the presence of God under a tent. Now, when Jesus walked here, Bible tells us in the book of Isaiah, unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. And that a woman shall have a child without a man.
Amen.
And they shall call him Emmanuel. That was the seed.
Amen.
That's the seed that's in us, the incorruptible seed. So it's Christ in us. It's not us, but it's the life of Christ.
Amen.
Tabernacles, or let me say, Jesus was the fullness of God in a tent.
Amen.
How many would disagree that he was fully man and fully God?
Amen.
He didn't walk in 30-fold. He didn't walk in 60-fold. He walked in the 100-fold, the tabernacle. He was, when he was here, the tabernacle. He was the tent.
Yes, sir. Amen, amen, amen.
Give me a body, for it is written, huh? That God gave him a body. For what? For the fullness of God to dwell in a tent, in a body, to come down and to redeem man as a man. But in the last day, the tabernacle of David will be rebuilt.
Amen.
What was the tabernacle? The tabernacle was the fullness of God's presence under a tent. Now, what I see by the scripture, and some of y'all will see it at another time, before Jesus returns, there's going to be a people, forerunners, that are going to walk in a fullness. Waters you can't pass over.
Amen.
Amen. A fullness. Just like Jesus walked in.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Hi there, this is John Nelson with FamiliesRecover.org. We offer hope and support for families being torn apart by addiction, enabling healthy decision-making that leads to a productive and meaningful lives. You can reach us at 772-285-5828.
God above, I have a strong